my utmost for his highest. January the 3rd. Clouds and darkness. In Psalm 97, verse 2, we read, clouds and darkness are round about him. A man who has not been born of the Spirit of God will tell you that the teachings of Jesus are simple. But when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, you find clouds and darkness are round about him. When we come into close contact with the teachings of Jesus Christ, we have our first insight into this aspect of things. The only possibility of understanding the teaching of Jesus is by the light of the Spirit of God on the inside. If we have never had the experience of taking our commonplace religious shoes off our commonplace religious feet and getting rid of all the undue familiarity with which we approach God, it is questionable whether we have ever stood in his presence. The people who are flippant and familiar are those who have never yet been introduced to Jesus Christ. After the amazing delight and liberty of realizing what Jesus Christ does, comes the impenetrable darkness of realizing who he is. Jesus said, "The words I speak unto you, not the words I have spoken. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." And the Bible has been so many words to us, clouds and darkness. And then all of a sudden, the words become spirit and life because Jesus re-speaks them to us in a particular condition. That is the way God speaks to us, not by visions and dreams, but by words. When a man gets to God, it is by the most simple way of words.